You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Lieutenant Jeremy Weske with the Juno Police Department. Welcome to the show, Lieutenant.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's start with an introduction. You were born and raised here in Juneau, Alaska. How long have you been working in law enforcement?
It's going to be about 15 years in 1 month.
And do you still use your radio flyer wagon for hauling paperwork?
Yes, you've heard the story. I did get rid of that, although I have a real small version of it here on my desk that I keep around for posterity.
Aw. Well, before we talk about the usual updates, I wanted to congratulate you. You recently graduated from the FBI National Academy in Quantico, Virginia. What was that experience like for you?
It was pretty incredible. Selfishly, I got to spend 15 weeks in what was a lot like freshman year of college. You know, you roomed together, you were in dorm-style housing, and it was a great time. Met a lot of really good people and got to spend a lot of time with them because you're there by yourself. But beyond that, it was a really good time to network with other people who were in the same position as me, who had been in this career for a lot longer than I had a lot more experience than I had. And then you went to school. It was like going to college. You had classes every day. And so I got to take all classes in leadership, in investigating certain types of crimes, in management specific issues. And it was really great. They had speakers come once a week and some pretty big names in our fields that came and talked to us and gave us some insight. And I really enjoyed it. And I was lucky because I ended up going for the last class before COVID really hit. And I don't think it's been the same since then. So I feel lucky to have gone.
I understand that coursework on cyber terrorism was included in the program. And in the headlines today, there was a story about a ransomware attack on the Steamship Authority of Massachusetts. I was just wondering, what are your thoughts on the likelihood of an attack like that on Juno? And are we prepared?
Well, I think we have already experienced some of those attacks. I know the city has dealt with some phishing attacks, and coincidentally, we got an email this morning about another one. So we take a training every year, I think it is, that takes us through what to look for, what to be careful of, and I think people have gotten a lot better, but it's something in our day and age that we're constantly having to be worried about. If it's not an email, it's a phone call from someone who's claiming to be a government agent and wanting money from you. So we all have to be really vigilant and make sure that we're verifying the information that we're hearing or seeing.
Well, it sounds like we'll be, it sounds like some of that stuff, it sounds like that course that you took at Quantico maybe have updated you in some of the latest on the technologies to combat attacks like that.
Yeah, they had good information, and I'm no expert, believe me, but I know enough at least not to get in trouble, hopefully.
Another thing I wanted to ask you about related to that training, the relationship between government authority and law enforcement and Black and Native communities, it's also been in the headlines a lot lately, although the history there is nothing new. How did they address that at the FBI Academy?
We had some really frank discussions in classes. There were people from all backgrounds, from all cultures in there, and we got to listen to a lot of different experiences. There wasn't a lot of back and forth. The people who were there understood the issues that we have as a nation, the issues that we're seeing pop up as a profession. And so it was more of a time to reflect and get some really good insight from people who had lived it themselves and who were able to provide us guidance on things that we can do better.
Did you feel like it was valuable for you? Did you learn anything new?
Yeah, it's incredibly invaluable, incredibly valuable. I always am interested in hearing those stories. You and I are on Zoom, but nobody else can see me. I'm a white middle-aged male. I don't have a lot of experiences myself, you know, where my culture was an issue for a group that I went into. I'm obviously in the majority. So anytime I can listen to other people talk about those things, whether it's work or people that I no, personally, I'm interested in that because I haven't had that viewpoint. I think that's incredibly important to have, to see that other side and to know what other people have gone through.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thanks for answering that. On another topic, Memorial Day weekend, as well as graduations, are behind us now. Are there any important updates or lessons learned that you'd like to impart to the public?
It was a good weekend. It was busy. We did have some bigger calls come in, but the things that we worry about most on Memorial Day are DUIs, young adults drinking and driving, those who just graduated. We've seen some parties that have ended up with some tragic endings, and we did not see that. We didn't have a lot of DUIs. We had a few complaints. We had one DUI arrest over the weekend, but for the most part, all that was really good, and we're very appreciative of that. And that we didn't have anything, any life-changing events that happened for the young people in our town or the older. So that was great. My apologies.
That's okay.
Outside of that, we had an assault case that happened downtown that we dealt with, and then just some of the run-of-the-mill cases that we deal with. But the weekend was good. All in all, it was good.
And I don't know if we'll have you on again or somebody else from JPD on again before the 4th of July. So what would you like to share as that big explosive holiday approaches?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting back to a sense of normalcy. We didn't have a 4th of July parade last year, or a Douglas parade last year, and I think the community is looking forward to it. One thing that I've learned as while we planned our response to the 4th of July is that because it's happening on a Sunday this year, the parades are pushed back an hour. So that's something the public might want to know about that I wouldn't have known about otherwise. Outside of that, the city recently enacted a new fireworks ordinance that I think the public would like to know about. And I'm happy to share some details on that if you'd like.
Absolutely. What are the new rules?
So the biggest change for people relates to concussive fireworks. Those are the big, loud, booming ones that we're all familiar with. For those, they are not allowed inside the fire service area, which pretty much extends from Cohen Drive out the road, and then anywhere where you get fire service would be considered the fire service area. So there are limited areas where you can use concussive fireworks. And if you do use it outside of the fire service area, it has to be on private property or public property that's been designated as an area where you can use fireworks. Currently, I don't know of any public properties that are designated as areas you can use fireworks. So for the concussive fireworks, you're talking about anything with an inner tube larger than 3/4 inch, or anything that you can put mortar rounds or mines into. Outside of that, you're going to have kind of the same fireworks inside the fire service area, all the ones that we're used to on the 4th of July. Nothing with that has changed. And then the other two pieces of the ordinance that might be of interest are, one, you can now legally buy fireworks in the city as long as you're buying them from a permitted supplier or permitted seller. And two, when you're buying those fireworks, just beware that you can't possess more than 75 pounds of gross weight of fireworks. So keep it under 75 pounds, buy from someone who's permitted, and don't light off concussive fireworks inside the fire service area.
Mm. Well, that's simple enough to follow, but what led up to the implementation of these new ordinances?
I was not part of it, and all I know is from what I've heard around town, so I'm not an expert in that. I know that there is a part of the community that found them to be too loud and disruptive. And I know that there were some issues with both people and pets having emotional distress around the fireworks, but I'm not sure of all of the details that led to the ordinance.
Mm, okay. Well, Lieutenant Weske, thanks so much for joining us today. I don't really have any more questions for you, but is there anything else coming up for JPD that you'd like to share with us today?
Yeah, one more thing. Thank you. I want to talk about our recruitment efforts. We have a testing coming up on June 16th and 17th. If someone is interested in becoming a law enforcement officer, one, I would recommend them come talk to any of us. ask us questions. We'll give you honest answers about what this career is like. If you already know you want to become a cop, I would encourage you to sign up. If you go to joinjpd.com, you can sign up for our testing. The initial testing is a physical test, a written test, and an oral board. They're pretty straightforward. And once you get through there, there's some, the process continues on, but that first step is pretty easy to get signed up for.
When did you know that you wanted to be a cop?
Did you ask how did I know?
When did you know, or how did you know?
Oh, when did I know? Well, you know, it was always something that was a part of my life. I had family who was in law enforcement. I worked for JPD, as you know, from the Red Wagon story. And when I was living in Minnesota and wanting to move closer to family back here in Juneau, I saw that JPD was hiring, and it was a good fit for what I had gone to school for and what I had been familiar with my whole life. And so I did just like I'm asking everybody else to do. I kind of just took that first step. I signed up, didn't know what was going to happen. And it's been a great experience and turned into a wonderful career for me.
Do you want to share the Red Wagon story, since we've been kind of dancing around it? I don't actually know the whole thing. I just have a little note.
Oh, sure. Why not? So I was in high school. I think I was 16 or 17, and I got a summer job with the Juneau Police Department working in the records division. When I got there, I'll dime her out here. Hopefully she's listening. Cheryl Nimi was working at the Juneau Police Department, and she had this Red Wagon that she had me take paperwork from the old JPD station to City Hall that I would just haul anything and everything around there. Oftentimes it was coffee and pastries from Paradise Cafe that was down there. And it was just really fun to walk down our main streets with a Red Wagon as a 16, 17 year old. But
yeah, there's nothing cooler than a 16 year old with a Red Wagon.
yeah, it was something else.
Well, Lieutenant Wesky, it's been wonderful to talk with you today. Thanks again for sharing all that great information and for answering my questions. And I hope you have a wonderful afternoon and a great month of June.
Thanks. My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care.